Hello, I'm Justin Oldham, and you're listening to an ATS member podcast supported by AboveTopSecret.com. For the benefit of those very persnickety computers over the Department of Homeland Security, which may be scanning this file, I'd like to say that this digital recording was made on Saturday, September 1st of 2007. I'll be talking to you for the next 10 minutes about a variety of things that have been going on in my world, not the least of which is the fact that I'm getting over a cold, and I've been having some rather mysterious problems with my ATS upload capability. For those of you who don't know, this is the official Labor Day weekend here in the United States, and a majority of Americans will have Monday off for the official observance of Labor Day. It's traditionally regarded as the working man's holiday, combined with a celebration of organized labor and fair employment practices. For many Americans who chase a paycheck, this will be their last opportunity to have some time off before Christmas. And speaking purely for myself, this will be my last official weekend for the summer to barbecue. Now, speaking of barbecue, about 2.5 weeks ago, I got burned somehow, and I haven't been able to upload a new ATS podcast since then. It was terribly disappointing because I was ready to kick off my whole weekend review program. I had very high hopes and big ambitions, and then lo and behold, I can't upload. I don't know what's going on. So we're working with Skeptic Overlord and a few other intelligent ATS members. I've been doing everything I can to tweak my PC and check with my ISP and put my hand on my head and wiggle my fingers in the moonlight, the usual sorts of things. And so here I am today. I've decided to make a totally fresh recording and see if I can upload it and see what happens. So keep your fingers crossed. If you're hearing this, then, hey, we were successful. At this point, I have to assume that the technical problem is on my end somehow, and I am not the most technically proficient nor computer-literate person that there is, so I'm willing to entertain that possibility. Now, during my unintended podcasting gap, there's been quite a few things going on. We've had Attorney General Alberto Gonzalez has resigned. Deputy White House Chief of Staff and paid gunslinger Karl Rove has resigned. And within the last 24 hours, White House Press Secretary Tony Snow has expressed his intention to resign. Now, it's worth noting that Rove and Gonzalez are definitely leaving under political suspicions, but it appears that Press Secretary Tony Snow is leaving for reasons due to his cancer. I can appreciate that it was a difficult decision for Mr. Snow to leave his job. I lost my mother to cancer in 1977, and prior to her death, I saw her long, slow decline over a span of 12 years. I know how determined she was to fight it. I know how much she had to live for. And Mr. Snow, he's married, he's got kids of his own, so I should assume that he's no less of a fighter. Since the last time you and I talked, unfortunately, the Crandall Canyon coal mine disaster in Utah has come to a close, and the 6 trapped miners were not rescued. There really is no doubt in my mind that we do live in troubled times. There's been a lot of speculation on AboveTopSecret.com recently about the various Bush team defections and ultimately the intentions of the president when it comes to the end of his term in January of 2009. Some conspiracy buffs are, at this very moment, thoroughly convinced that President Bush intends to overstay his constitutional mandate. I, myself, am of the opinion that Mr. Bush is probably going to be happy to be a private citizen when he gets the chance. There's one very important thing to remember when it comes to government-related conspiracy theory. if you're the president and you're going to seize total power, it's to your best advantage to have the right people in place to control the levers of government. In his current position, if Mr. Bush simply declared himself to be president for life, he'd be very quickly removed, and it would probably look to be very funny when you see it on CNN, Fox News, etc. They would probably whip out the big white rubber coat and haul him away secretly, and if at all possible, without the view of TV cameras. Now, that doesn't mean that this scenario is not possible. I mean, imagine, if you will, let's fast forward to 2010. The next president, whoever that is, will be a Democrat, and they'll have decisive majorities in the House and the Senate. That person, whoever they are, will have been on the job for 2 years, which means they'll have had just enough time to make all the federal judge appointments that they want to stack the deck in their favor. So, at the end of 2008, if they decided that they just wanted to cut to the chase and be president for life, then they would control the levers of government, and it would make it much more difficult for anybody to take action against them. And I know what you're thinking, and that does include the army. Now, just hold on a minute. I know that some of you right now, as you're listening to this, you're thinking that that some of those troops over at Fort Meade and Fort Belvoir, that they would just saddle up and trot on over to the White House and take care of that problem. But the truth of the matter is, they wouldn't. Every officer in every branch of the United States Armed Forces is sworn to obey a lawful order. American military tradition is very deeply rooted, and when an officer believes that they've been given an unlawful order, they will just refuse to comply. The very last thing that the brass hats over at the Pentagon want would be to depose a president and accidentally find themselves holding the reins of power. Now, the terms and conditions of the ATS website are such that I can't say anything more on this subject than what you've just heard. The actual mechanics of this kind of political conspiracy are verboten. And to be perfectly honest with you, I don't mind that. I don't feel bad about that at all. The last thing I want to do is lay it out for some knucklehead so that they can do it easy peasy without complications. We've seen a lot of turmoil in the U.S. and international stock markets, which all relate to the various credit crunches. We know we're on shaky ground just now. I think that we are right and we are correct to question what our leaders are doing, but we should be very careful to avoid jumping to any unwarranted conclusions. AboveTopSecret.com is many things to many different people. We should be mindful of the fact that in this modern information age, whatever we post to ATS, whether it's a text posting or a podcast upload of the type that you're listening to right now, we have, as members of this community, the capability to reach most of the PC-capable world. Anybody who's got a desktop computer, an internet-capable mobile phone, or a laptop computer with an internet hookup, you have the opportunity to speak to these people, which means you can persuade them and influence them. Which means, by default, that you better have your ducks in a row, you better have your facts straight before you open your big mouth. We've all been to the various forums, and we've all seen the hundreds or thousands of posts that just beg, "Why doesn't somebody do something?" Well, hey, I got news for you. Every time you post on AboveTopSecret.com, you're doing something. As you may have seen during this year's CNN YouTube presidential debates, it becomes easier and easier for the single individual to reach the masses than you might think. those of you who operate blogs with stat counters, you know exactly what I'm talking about. How many times do you log in to check your stuff and see that 5,000 people read your work overnight? Hey, look at that. We just pegged the meter at 10 minutes. Thank you very much for your time, and have a good day.